can be had now. Only retreat or surrender or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Over 4 years and going strong, with over 200,000 downloads from over 9 countries and 5 continents. I'm Greg Swanson. This is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind Coaching and Training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Well, I hope everybody enjoyed the interview last week. Bruno is just an amazing, amazing gentleman. And if you haven't had time, if this is your first time, or if you're just catching back up with us on this podcast, I strongly suggest going back and listening to the interview with Bruno from last week. Well, here we are into October, pretty much almost halfway into October, well, a third of the way into October, and we're getting close to the end of the year, and just want to make sure that you're checking up on your goals and developing plans for next year. This is the perfect time to start to set your goals for next year, because you want to finish this year as if you're starting next year already. So it's not wait to New Year's, not wait to January. You start planning your goals now and you finish this year running. And you have the mindset to understand that that's what it's going to take to be successful in whatever area of life you want. And speaking of mindset, this mindset topic has come up a lot with my clients this past month and this past week, my clients, my athletes, and even just some friends, we've been talking about it. Carol Dweck, Stanford University psychologist, came up with this idea, if you will, or hypothesis of this mindset. You either have a growth mindset or you have a fixed mindset. And this really helps when we can chunk it up very high to these two levels. We can begin to see how some people are more successful than others. And basically a mindset is a set of beliefs. It's a beliefs about you, your qualities, and it's also about others. So the interesting thing is we can have different mindsets in different areas of our life. So we could have a growth mindset in our health and fitness, but we may have a fixed mindset in our ability at work, or actually somebody else's ability. And basically what Carol Dweck is talking about is it's how you think about your intelligence, your talents, and your potential, but also it's how you think about others. And this is where it gets very interesting. So I'll just go over a few things here with a fixed mindset. So fixed mindset people believe that their traits are just given, that they have what they have and that's it. What's important, which I want you to think about, is not just about how you think about your traits, but how do you think about other person's traits, their intelligence, their talent? Do you believe that other people are fixed in their ability to grow? So a fixed mindset, there's a certain amount of brain, you're born with a certain amount of intelligence, you're born with a certain amount of talent and skills, and there's nothing that you can do about it. Fixed mindset people also are always trying to prove themselves to others. They have to score the highest in a test. They have to come in first at an event. So it's more and there's a difference here between competition but a fixed mindset. You know the fixed mindset person when they're always trying to be right in the conversation. They have to have the last word. They have to be absolutely correct. And so this is some of the indicators of a fixed mindset. What's also important, though, is how do you think about other people? You know, do you think that their skills and talents are fixed? Do you think that they have reached their peak, their potential, if you will, that they can't do anything more? Because that brings up another effect, which we'll talk about here in a couple of weeks, is that the Pygmalion effect, which is how you think about other people, you will treat them that way, and they will respond that way, thus confirming your limiting belief of them. So I'll leave that thought for you. But with a growth mindset, people with a growth mindset see their skills, their talents, their intelligence as being developable. They can develop them. They can increase them. They can enhance them. And they're happy if they're brainy or talented, but they know that's just a starting point. And they understand that no one, not Mozart, not Michael Jordan, not anybody, has accomplished the great things without passionate practice and learning. So what I'm going to go over is 25 ways to help develop a growth mindset. Now, I've made this available in a PDF download, a direct link PDF download. You don't have to opt in for it. So if you go to the blog, warriormindcoach.com/blog, this podcast will be up there with the verbiage, and you'll be able to download this PDF directly so that you can print it out and look at these. And you know, 25 ways to develop a growth mindset is perfect. It's 25 days. You know, you can almost do one a day and take the weekends off, if you will, for a month. But number one is acknowledge and embrace imperfections. Hiding from your weaknesses means you'll never overcome them. So take a look at and acknowledge your imperfections and go after them. I'm not going to go into a lot of details on these. If you want, I encourage you to contact me for an introductory consultation. We can go over these in more detail, how they apply to your life, if you're having challenges with them. But what I'm going to do is not go over them so much. I want to make sure that you download the PDF. I'll go through these now and then contact me for some coaching around them. So number two, view challenges as an opportunity. So having a growth mindset means relishing opportunities for self-improvement and learning more about, quote, when we fail, right? So there is no failure. There's only feedback. So view challenges as opportunities. Try different learning tactics, right? We all have different ways of learning. We could be auditory, kinesthetic, visual. Try different ways of learning. If you have to read something first, like read directions on how to put a model together or how to assemble a piece of furniture from IKEA, put the directions aside and just go after it first and see how that helps you. It just expand your learning. Also, look into research on brain plasticity. We know that the brain isn't fixed and the brain creates the mind, so the mind shouldn't be fixed either. So understand that as we learn new things, as we learn a new foreign language, as we learn to square dance, as we learn to do these other things, the brain starts to shift. It starts to have new neural connections, and with that, the mind will shift also. Number five, replace the word failing with the word learning. When you make a mistake or fail short of a goal, you haven't failed, but what you did is you've learned what doesn't work. And so you want to keep understanding that it's not failing, but it's learning. Number six, stop seeking approval. When you prioritize approval over your learning, you're going to sacrifice your own potential for growth. So yes, it's nice to get a pat on the back and get recognition. But if you're doing whatever action it is, whether it's at work or health and fitness or CrossFit or athletics, if you're doing all of that to get approval, you're not going to learn. And as you learn, you'll embrace that growth mindset. So then number seven is value the process over the end result. So this is very interesting with this one, because this has to do with goal setting as well. Many athletes I coach with look at the end result. I want to win the race. I want to do this. We want to get to the top of the mountain. And how does that happen is by the process, by making sure that your technique is correct in that. Even with sales, you want to make the sales, but you have to have the process correct. So value the process of what you're trying to do over the end result. Put your mind on the process, whether it's how do you clean and jerk correctly, the process, the technique, as opposed to I have to clean and jerk 210 pounds, or I have to lose 100 pounds. Well, the process would be focusing on working out and nutrition. So to help develop a growth mindset, you value the process because the process is the learning as opposed to the end result. Number eight, cultivate a sense of purpose. We need to know why we're doing what we're doing. If we don't know why we're doing what we're doing, then we're going to lose focus on it and we won't value the process. So when you're doing something, ask yourself, for what purpose, for what reason, why am I doing this? What's the bigger picture? Who else is affected by this? And even if it's just something as, you're wanting to lose 10 pounds, for what purpose? Well, I want to look good in the swimsuit, or I'm coming up for a wedding or whatever it might be. Okay, great. So how else does that affect other people's lives? Because if we don't find that sense of purpose, we're going to fall back into this fixed mindset, because growth mindset individuals have a larger sense of purpose. Celebrate growth with others. If you truly appreciate growth, whether it's any learnings, wow, I just tried this and I learned how to do it correctly. Celebrate it with others, and as others grow, celebrate with them as well. So emphasize, number 10, emphasize growth over speed. That means forget about getting to the result now. Focus on how you're growing to get to that result. Number 11, reward actions, not traits. Tell people when you're doing something smart, just not being smart. So reward your actions. Actions are more important than your traits. So make sure that you reward your actions, taking actions on things. Take a look at redefining the word genius. Genius doesn't mean that you're just born and then that's it. If you look at geniuses, they put in an extraordinary amount of effort and putting into it. They may be pre-wired for certain capabilities, but it doesn't stop there. They put in more effort and more time. You can even look at athletes. Take a look at Jerry Rice. He may not have been a genius as a wide receiver, but you look at all of the hard work he put into that. So take a look at redefining what genius means. Portray criticism as positive. So criticism is one of those funny words, constructive criticism. It's more feedback, right? So when you get feedback on whatever you're doing, look at it as a positive. Look at it as there's some grain of truth. Even if you don't believe what the feedback is, step back, take a look and go, where is the grain of truth in this? Or the whole thing may be true, right? So take a look at when you're getting feedback, what part of that is true. Number 14, disassociate improvement from failure. So many people assume that room for improvement means failure, that they're failing at something. In reality, it just means that room for improvement means that you're able to grow. Number 15, provide regular opportunities for reflection. That is, take some time at the end of the day and evaluate, where did you embrace a growth mindset? Where did you get feedback that helped you? Where did you focus on the process? If we don't recognize when we're in a growth mindset or when we're in the process, we will tend to not acknowledge it and we'll think that we're not doing it. And then we'll go, this doesn't work. So take some time at the end of the day to reflect upon what you've done during that day. Number 16, place effort before talent. So if you see somebody who may be more talented than you in a specific field, Don't let that hold you back, or actually encourage you to put in the effort, because the effort is more important than the talent. Talent is great, but if people don't use it, you know, how many times have we heard of athletes or people as they have so much talent, they have so much potential, but they don't do anything with it, right? Well, that's because they're not putting in the effort. So we need to start to put in the effort before the talent. So 17, highlight the relationship between learning and brain training. So the brain is like a muscle, and it also needs to be worked out just like your body. So look at learning as training your brain. When you can look at that, more things become more fun. They become more interesting. 18, cultivate grit. Grit is this determination. Stop seeking approval from others. Put your effort in there and just hang in there, because this is where the purpose, when you have the purpose, you're going to find the grit, and individuals with that extra bit of determination will be more likely to seek approval from themselves than others. So you need to be self-critical. Abandon the image. That is, naturally smart sounds just about as believable as spontaneous generation. You won't achieve that image if you're not ready for the work. So forget about the image and just do the work. Number 20, use the word yet. So many people say, I can't do this. I don't know how to. So put the word yet. I can't do this yet. I don't know how to do this yet. Oh, and then you could follow it up with, and I'm learning. But use the word yet, because when we say something as I can't or I don't know how, we put it into a time frame of permanency, meaning that this is the way it's going to be forever and ever. When we put the word yet at the end of that sentence, it tells our mind, it tells our brain, it tells our unconscious that this is something that we want to do. We just can't do it yet. Number 21, learn from other people's mistakes. This is so important. This is why, you know, in NLP we call it modeling, but we don't, in NLP, the modeling is doing what they do well. But here we can learn from other people's mistakes. And there are so many, and mistakes aren't bad, right? This is the first thing, is we have to change our idea on what mistakes mean. Mistakes aren't bad. It's just feedback. But if we can compare, or not compare ourselves, but if we can use the mistakes of others and avoid them or even learn from them, then we don't have to go through that. There are so many people that know what's not working by watching other people, but yet they're going to go and do it to prove it for themselves. And it's just a waste of time. Number 22, make a new goal for every goal accomplished. So obviously, I'm a big fan of goals and goal setting. And as you approach your goals, if you don't have your goals, you just get with me. Get, you know, request your introductory consultation. Let's get together and set some goals. What's important is when you reach 90% of your goal, that is the time to set the new goal. That's why I'm talking about setting goals now in October and November for the end of 2016. We're approximately about 90% way done with this year, and we don't want to wait. What happens is when we set a goal before we reach the present goal, is we start to build momentum. We keep that going. So make sure you have a goal, and as you get to 90% of it, make sure you set a new goal. So number 23, take risks in front of others. This is a great thing to do, because this is in The Rise of Superman. It talks about how we have to put ourselves in stressful situations to get into the zone, to get into the flow state. And this is true for getting a growth mindset. If we do things just in the privacy of our own home or our own gym or wherever it is, we're not going to get the feedback. We're not going to put ourselves in a learning mode, because we could try something once in our garage and go, oh, that didn't work. Nobody saw me. Thank goodness I didn't embarrass myself. But when you try something risky in front of others, there's a shift. There's a shift in your mind. There's a shift in your brain that allows you to grow. And when you try it, you'll get feedback and you can try it again. This really comes in handy for me personally at CrossFit, right? We're trying to do a muscle up, trying to do a snatch, you're trying to do many things. And if I just waited to do it when nobody was around, I wouldn't get the feedback on how to improve on it. And you will find that when you start doing something risky in front of others, they will respect you. Not that you're looking for respect, but they will encourage you. They will help you. They will want you to do those risky things. So this is huge. So take risks in front of others. Number 24, think realistically about time and effort. Oh boy, I go over this with my clients so often. We tend to underestimate how long something's going to take and overestimate how much we're going to get done. So, and we do it over and over and over. Oh, it's only going to take me a couple hours to clean out the garage. A day later, you only got half of it done. So think back on really about how long something's going to take you. Look back at your past experiences for an indicator. Again, the past doesn't indicate the future, but it does indicate perhaps how you estimate how long something's going to be and how much you're going to get done. At number 25, this is huge. Take ownership over your attitude. That is, you are responsible for your thoughts. You are responsible for your life. You are responsible for everything, especially how you respond to it. So this is, I have a YouTube up about this, but your response, act as if you're responsible for your results, changing them if you don't like them, or responding to them, or how you respond to them. And develop the mental strength of a warrior will help tremendously with this one on taking ownership over your attitude. You cannot say that somebody makes you mad. You are allowing yourself to be mad. You cannot say this situation has gotten me sad. You are allowing yourself to be sad. You cannot say that something is making you feel a certain way because you are allowing it. And when you take ownership over your attitude and start to learn from whatever the situation is, you will then develop this growth mindset. And with this growth mindset, you will learn and you'll become more efficient. You'll focus on the process and the results will come naturally to you. So again, this is in a download. You can download this directly from the blog. Please go download it. Take one of these things and focus on it for a day. And then at the end of the day, reflect back on how it showed up in your life. If you need help with it, go to my site, warriormindcoach.com or warriormindcoach.com/blog. You'll see some links there to request an introductory consultation, or you'll see a banner on the right-hand side to pick up the book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior. So please, I'd love to hear some feedback on this. There's been many articles written about this, the mindset, YouTube's out there, audios, but I just wanted to go through this because it's been coming up a lot with my clients over the past week or so. I would love to hear some feedback on this podcast, or if you'd like for me to cover any of these more in detail, or what do you want me to talk about? That I would love to hear from you. You can do so by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab and send me a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.